Petrified, I ran through the water, drenching my feet. Quickly, I ran whilst the distressed beasts snapped their jaws hungrily. What was that beast? Sprinting through sand, I gave one quick glance at them. If I even stopped for a breath, I'd be beast food. Briskly, I ran through the woods, the monsters gaining on me. Stunned at the speed of the wild dogs, I jumped over a big log which slowed them down. Although my feet were on the ground, it felt like I was flying in the air. The wind blowing, pushing my hair back into the air. Doomed by unknown beasts, I ran to the river, dashing through it as if a shark was there. Help! I screamed. Somebody help me! I was determined to get away. Even though the animals were hungry, they went really slow. Running, running, with Tom and Toby, my little boys, in my arms. Why had it come to this? This morning, some robots caught me and my two kids spying on them. So we were taken to the clonalized system to become a clone. But I managed to escape from them. I had to dodge loads of systems and locks. Toby and Tom, my children, twin boys, were moaning and groaning. Then in a flash, a robot dog started diving. It was alone, so I put down Toby and Tom and crushed it into a million pieces. Then I knew I would be caught, so I put on some fake devices that made me and my boys look like clones. The next part was too bad. I can't write. Since the year 2016, the clonalizing system has gone crazy. It's now 2017 and it's the worst. But here I am now, staring down at the water below, standing on the edge of a cliff. My children tell me not to jump or we'll die. Can you swim? It's the only way, or we'll be robot food, I ask my dear little boys. Maybe I could jump. However, the water is too cold for my two boys. Should I fight back? Although it's a 90% chance that I could die because there is about 10 of them and 3 of us spies. And my Tom and Toby are only 11 years old. Aha, wait. I've still got my laser gun. I'll make a diversion. Thus I can run past them. Or yet again, it might frighten them so they move closer to us. I could shoot them, but I've not enough bullets and my sons need them for their safety. I was still scared that they'll move closer as I reached onto my pocket for a laser gun. The robot dog stared at me, ready to dive at my gut and soul. I swung the gun.